What up, world? Zan Diggity, Road to Victory podcast. You know what I was thinking about real quick? You know, I remember just bumping into my boy. He lived right down the block from me, like literally right down the block from me. And we never see each other because we never call each other. And upsettingly, he'd be like, "Why you don't call me? Come over and hang out on you." And I told him, like, "Wow, I haven't learned to save myself. I'm still at a moment in my life where I'm looking to be saved. I haven't learned to save myself. I'm still looking to be saved." And what I mean by that, instead of reaching out, you know, you kind of suffer in silence. You know, I don't know if you guys, like, been in your own space. Even when I was at my mom's house, I used to just lock myself in the room. You know, and in my apartment, it's the same thing. If I'm not working or I'm not in another state or doing treatment, you know what I'm saying? Going to the doctor or something like that. I'm pretty much in the house. You know, my phone is on silent, and I'm just in my head, you know, at the time, you know what I'm saying, writing music, working on a podcast, t-shirt designs, whatever, watching TV, whatever, right? You know, I got it set up, so I got gym equipment here, I got a studio in here, I got a podcast, I got the room for the t-shirts and stuff like that. Like, just everything I need is just in my apartment. So, but yeah, I haven't reached. It's a whole world out there. It's a whole world out there, man. So that's what I mean by save yourself. Some of us are just one step away from saving ourselves to be at the level where we're supposed to be at. You know what I'm saying? Walking in our purpose and excellence and stuff like that. We one step away if we just would save ourselves and stop waiting to be saved. Stop waiting for somebody to call you. You know what I'm saying? Stop waiting to be blessed, but try to be a blessing. You know, that's the new focus. You know, try to be a blessing. I'm gonna tell y'all, sometimes it don't work out all the time. Sometimes you just feel a way about things. I remember my homegirl, she had caught COVID. And I'm like, oh, you caught COVID. I'm like, yo, I got you. I sent her the little care package, soup, you know, some food. You know what I'm saying? Make sure she made it through. She good. She had everything she needed. And life is funny. Because the very next week, for the first time, I caught COVID. And I'm like, yo, I got COVID. She said, I'll pray for you. She said, I'm going to pray for you. You know what I'm saying? I did it out of kindness. Because that's who I am. I ain't want nothing in return. But I'm just like, what? And prayer is always good when they actually being said is actually praying. But most of the time people be like, when they say I will pray for you or prayers up, that is the prayer. So even if it's not, you know, what you're doing should be from the heart without receiving anything in return. But yeah, be careful who you give your energy to, man. And I need some advice from y'all out there, listeners. You know, I just watched the Chris Rock special, hilarious, man. I'm gonna watch it again soon. It's available. But he basically said it's easier just to shake your ass than walk in your excellence. It's easier to shake your ass on Instagram and stuff like that. Which is true half of the time, you know, not all the time. But I'm doing something that's equivalent to, I feel, it's just like, I guess, a different side of me. And I'm not so sure if I want to put that in out in the world. You know, I'm second thinking of it. Like I really gotta pray on it if I want the world to see this type of side of me. So, you know, if it's something I believe in, yeah, I was optimistic about trying it, but I'm gonna see if it aligns with my morals and what I stand for. It's just me being a character and being silly, but I don't know. I don't know. With a very good friend of mine's, I'm gonna really, really take the time and you know, pray on it and think about it if I want to put this out for the world. Y'all let me know if y'all ever been in a position like that, you know, just trying something new, you trying to see, you throwing shit at the wall, you trying to see what sticks, but you don't want to lose, like, integrity, or you don't want to, you know, portray something you're not, or maybe it's you being who you are, and maybe you're not ready for the world to see that side. So let me know if you ever been through that, and let me know how you got through that and how you had to navigate through it to overcome it. The Road to Victory podcast, I'm not going to keep y'all in. I'm in diggity, man. And I see you guys next week. Peace.
Yeah, man. And they talk about us like we ain't shit. Deep down they know they life, man, ain't shit. Just cause we come from the same place doesn't mean a thing. When you feel my almighty, we don't give a damn. They talk about us like we ain't shit. Deep down they know they life, man, ain't shit. Just cause we come from the same place doesn't mean a thing. When you feel my almighty, we don't give a damn. 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 Ain't
true,
Almighty, we don't give a damn.
Who am I? Who are you? Don't you have a clue? Math class was through, still learning at the school. School of hard knocks, man, I just started smoking. See these doors that they locked, digs gon' break them open. I'm not in your league, you the opposite of me. You settling for good, this is how you be elite. No time for getting sleep, close your eyes and vision me. This one dish for free, I'm about to make history. No cable, but what I bring to the table make us all gon' eat, I don't even need a thank you. Them words unspoken, you so unfocused. Borderline devoted, now you bout to blow it. Had faith, but you blew that one chance, Biggie. And I'm back for the bread, jelly and Jiffy. Stayed a step ahead, so it's kinda like we Swissies. Engaged to the game like Jimmy and Chrissy.
Still, they talk about us like we ain't shit. Deep down, you know they life, man, ain't shit. Rockin' shows behind them scenes, they got them more restricted. You know it's next, don't need to say that I forget to mention. I'm Major League, I pity niggas ain't in my league. My paper clean, dirty money get Listerine. Them niggas plot till they heart stop. God knows I pray for the ones who do not know. For ones who do not know. Never judge a book or person you ain't get to know. Still, they talk about us like we ain't shit. Deep down they know they life, man, ain't shit. Just cause we come from the same place doesn't mean a thing. You ain't true, fam, my almighty, we don't give a damn. They talk about us like we ain't shit. Deep down they know they life, man, ain't shit. Just cause we come from the same place doesn't mean a thing. You ain't true, fam, my almighty, we don't give a damn. We don't give a damn. Ain't true, fam, my almighty, we don't give a damn. We don't give a damn. They talk about
out of slavery ain't shit. Life, man, ain't shit. It doesn't mean a thing. We don't give a damn, damn. 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 Talk about us like we ain't shit. Man, it ain't shit. We don't give a damn. Nigga, we don't give a damn. Yeah. And diggity, nigga. America, nigga. Give it up, man. Yeah. See that thing, nigga. Almighty, what up? 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 What up